Recipe number 1. Sweet and sour remembree. Start with the and. Select a photograph of someone you have lost or crossed, shared days, then parted ways with, and watch it softly. Think of a gaze on tiptoes. 5 minutes for each side. First at the picture, then at the picture gone. Turning slowly, clockwise like time itself, until you have a good emulsion in your mind. Put in a bowl, add rainbow root, stir with a fork in the road, and set aside. Now for the sweet. Chop up some thyme, add mint to it, and store in a dish. You'll use it near the end. Pick 2 or 3 of your best good-sized memories. Snip off associations which may have sprouted with the years, and dust with your favorite color. Pour on a glass of Mozart, K301 is good, slowly, note by note, until the music is all taken up. You'll know it's ready when you find you're smiling. Put in a pan with rum and essences of Eden, and cook as gently as you can. Don't stir, you mustn't change the shapes. While this is going, you can make the sour. Over a big bowl, shake out a dictionary. Concise will do until you get the hang of it, and pick out all the words you never should have said. If there are any turgid ones, prick with your conscience. They will deflate a little. Roll them together with a rolling pin until you get a paragraph, shape into a loaf, which you will cut with your sharpest knife into accusing finger shapes. Use biting winter wind for seasoning. Add some tart wine or something equally ungrateful, and then fry furiously, 2 minutes or until you hear them snap. Drain well, place in a serving dish, pour the emulsion on, add all the herbs to the sweet memories and arrange them around the side of the dish. The freshly minted thyme will make them taste brand new. Serve straight away. Unlike revenge, it's best when piping hot. Then, at the table, on top of everything, toss handfuls of almost too much roux.